She had an experience in jail, and she knew of a woman who her entire family was in jail too. Mm. And there was an older daughter who was on her way to jail, and the only one not in jail was a 14-year-old daughter.
Oh my gosh. She had. That's just heart-wrenching.
Entonces tú te preguntas, o sea, esa niña que solo es la única que no está haciendo eso en la familia.
And then you start to wonder, is she the only one not doing drugs in the family?
Yeah. Do you find, has the Hispanic community locally been hit hard with the drug problem? I'm not familiar, I don't know.
¿Usted nota ese problema también en la comunidad hispana acá?
No.
No.
Not as much. Mm-hmm.
Creo que en la comunidad hispana no hay mucho del tabaquismo, como fumar, como...
¿No hay mucho de eso?
No, fuman poco porque...
They don't smoke a lot in the community.
Fuman poco. Mm-hmm.
The Spanish community. Or Hispanic.
Mm-hmm. En cuestión de drogas también, como que la comunidad hispana es un poquito más reservada, casi no lo hace.
The Hispanic community is a little more reserved in regards to this. Mm-hmm. They don't. Mm-hmm.
Claro, hay sus excepciones, ¿verdad? Que se empiezan a encontrar amigos, que les dicen por aquí hay, o mira, prueba esto.
So there are always exceptions, right, where you'll have somebody go, oh, come try this. But,
mm-hmm, but not as much.
Pero, por ejemplo, en mi familia, con mis hijos, yo siempre hablo con ellos y yo siempre les digo, ¿ves lo que pasó con esto? ¿Ves lo que pasa aquí? Eso no se puede hacer por esto.
Mm-hmm. So with her family, she talks to him and she goes, look what happened to this guy, look what happened to this guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you don't do drugs. Mm-hmm.
So have you felt, Richmond has a drug problem, as do a lot of towns across the country, unfortunately. Have you always felt safe in Richmond?
A pesar del problema de drogas en Richmond, todavía se siente segura en la comunidad?
Yo pienso que sí, porque en general la gente no toda es así.
So, yes, because not everybody is like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A lo mejor la gente no tenemos mucha amistad, no tiene mucha amistad con los hispanos, pero tampoco no, ¿cómo te dijera? No hay roces entre ambas comunidades, o sea. ¿Rosa? Como que hay ese cierto respeto, o sea. A lo mejor no nos interrelacionamos mucho, pero tampoco...
Nos peleamos.
Tampoco nos peleamos, ¿verdad?
So, she...
En general.
In general, she thinks that the Hispanic community and the American community, they respect each other, but they kind of stay out of each other's way. And so, since the drug problems, not in the Hispanic
community. Yo creo que tal vez hay esa tolerancia. hay esa tolerancia.
There's a tolerance between the Hispanic community and the American community, kind of stay.
Yeah. So, I think the one question that I haven't asked you, which is crazy, I should have asked you a long time ago, is why did you choose Richmond to settle in?
¿Por qué escogiste Richmond para vivir?
Porque dentro de todo, Richmond es un pueblo pequeño. Es un pueblo pequeño donde si tú tienes familia pequeña, una familia con niños pequeños, es un pueblo tranquilo en general.
Because it's a small community, and especially if you have kids, it's a very calm, tranquil community.
Mm-hmm. O sea, no es como las grandes ciudades como Chicago.
It's
como,
not a big city like Chicago.
Como California, donde hay un sinnúmero de pandillas, de drogadicción.
So it's not like California. There's not a lot of gangs. There's not a lot of drugs.
Sí, o sea... Tal vez aquí hay problemas así, pero no son tan grandes como en las grandes ciudades.
So maybe there are problems like that here, but they're definitely not as big as they are in the bigger cities.
Yeah, okay. Okay, well, thank you very much, Maria. We appreciate talking to you today. It was great, and thank you, Caitlin, for doing translation as well. That's awesome. All right. Well, we love that you're in Richmond. Hope you'll stay for many more years.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, finish recording.